Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible. Today is Sunday, June the 4th, day 155 in our journey through the Bible. Hello to everyone out there. My name is Hunter, and we are doing what we do. Every day we're taking a little time in God's Word. Every day we're letting God's Word take a little time on us. And oh, how we need that, no doubt about that. Well, today we are continuing on in our journey through the Proverbs. Proverbs chapters 28 and 29. Then we read Psalm 60, and we finish our reading in Romans chapter 16. What do you say we jump right in here? Proverbs chapter 28. We are reading through the New Living Translation. The wicked run away when no one is chasing them, but the godly are as bold as lions. When there is moral rot within a nation, its government topples easily, but wise and knowledgeable leaders bring stability. A poor person who oppresses the poor is like a pounding rain that destroys the crops. To reject the law is to praise the wicked. To obey the law is to fight them. Evil people don't understand justice, but those who follow the Lord understand completely. Better to be poor and honest than to be dishonest and rich. Young people who obey the law are wise. Those with wild friends bring shame to their parents. Income from charging high interest rates will end up in the pocket of someone who is kind to the poor. God detests the prayers of a person who ignores the law. Those who lead good people along an evil path will fall into their own trap, but the honest will inherit good things. Rich people may think they are wise, but a poor person with discernment can see right through them. When the godly succeed, everyone is glad. When the wicked take charge, people go in hiding. People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. Blessed are those who fear to do wrong, but the stubborn are headed for serious trouble. A wicked ruler is as dangerous to the poor as a roaring lion or an attacking bear. A ruler with no understanding will oppress his people, but the one who hates corruption will have a long life. A murderer's tormented conscience will drive him into the grave. Don't protect him. The blameless will be rescued from harm, but the crooked will be suddenly destroyed. A hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies ends up in poverty. The trustworthy person will get a rich reward, but a person who wants quick riches will get into trouble. Showing partiality is never good, yet some will do wrong for a mere piece of bread. Greedy people try to get rich quick, but they don't realize they're headed for poverty. In the end, people appreciate honest criticism far more than flattery. Anyone who steals from his father or mother and says, "What's wrong with that?" is no better than a murderer. Greed causes fighting. Trusting the Lord leads to prosperity. Those who trust their own insight are foolish, but anyone who walks in wisdom is safe. Whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to poverty will be cursed. When the wicked take charge, people go into hiding. When the wicked meet disaster, the godly flourish. Proverbs 29. Whoever stubbornly refuses to accept criticism will suddenly be destroyed beyond recovery. When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they groan. The man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but if he hangs around with prostitutes, his wealth is wasted. A just king gives stability to his nation, but one who demands bribes destroys it. To flatter friends is to lay a trap for their feet. Evil people are trapped by sin, but the righteous escape, shouting for joy. The godly care about the rights of the poor. The wicked don't care at all. Mockers can get a whole town agitated, but the wise will calm anger. If a wise person takes a fool to court, there will be ranting and ridicule, but no satisfaction. The bloodthirsty hate blameless people, but the upright seek to help them. Fools vent their anger, but the wise quietly hold it back. If a ruler pays attention to liars, all his advisors will be wicked. The poor and the oppressed have this in common. The Lord gives sight to the eyes of both. If a king judges the poor fairly, his throne will last forever. To discipline a child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. When the wicked are in authority, sin flourishes, but the godly will live to see their downfall. Discipline your children, and they will give you peace of mind and will make your heart glad. When people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law is joyful. Words alone will not discipline a servant. The words may be understood, but they are not heeded. There is more hope for a fool than for someone who speaks without thinking. A servant pampered from childhood will become a rebel. An angry person starts fights. A hot-tempered person commits all kinds of sin. Pride ends in humiliation, while humility brings honor. If you assist a thief, you only hurt yourself. You are sworn to tell the truth, but you dare not testify. Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice comes from the Lord. The righteous despise the unjust. The wicked despise the godly. Psalm 60. For the choir director, a psalm of David, useful for teaching regarding the time David fought Arunahim, and Aramzobah and Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt, to be sung to the tune, Lily of the Testimony. You have rejected us, O God, and broken our defenses. You have been angry with us. Now restore us to your favor. You have shaken our land and split it open. Seal the cracks, for the land trembles. You have been very hard on us, making us drink wine that sent us reeling. But you have raised a banner for those who fear you, a rallying point in the face of attack. Now rescue your beloved people. Answer and save us by your power. God has promised this by his holiness. I will divide Shechem with joy. I will measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh too. Ephraim, my helmet, will produce my warriors, and Judah, my scepter, will produce my kings. But Moab, my washbasin, will become my servant, and I will wipe my feet on Edom and shout in triumph over Philistia. Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will bring me victory over Edom? Have you rejected us, O God? Will you no longer march with our armies? Oh, please help us against our enemies, for all human help is useless. With God's help, we will do mighty things, for he will trample down our foes. Romans chapter 16. Paul greets his friends. I commend you to our sister Phoebe, who is a deacon in the church of Centria. Welcome her in the Lord as one who is worthy of honor among God's people. Help her in whatever she needs, for she has been helpful to many, and especially to me. Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in the ministry of Christ Jesus. In fact, they once risked their lives for me. I'm thankful for them, and so are all the Gentile churches. Also give my greetings to the church that meets in their home. Greet my dear friend Epaphras. He was the first person from the province of Asia to become a follower of Christ. Give my greetings to Mary, who has worked so hard for your benefit. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews, who are in prison with me. They are highly respected among the apostles and became followers of Christ before I did. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stychius. Greet Apelleus, a good man whom Christ approves, and give my greetings to the believers from the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet the Lord's people from the household of Narcissus. Give my greetings to Typhenes and Tryphosa, the Lord's workers, and to dear Persis, who has worked so hard for the Lord. Greet Rufus, whom the Lord picked out to be his very own, and also his dear mother, who has been a mother to me. Give my greetings to Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Petrobas, Armas, and the brothers and sisters who meet with them. Give my greetings to Philogius, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and to Olympus and all the believers who meet with them. Greet each other with a sacred kiss. All the churches of Christ send you their greetings. And now, I make one more appeal, my dear brothers and sisters. Watch out for people who cause divisions and upset people's faith by teaching things contrary to what they've been taught. Stay away from them. Such people are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving their own personal interests by smooth talk and glowing words that deceive innocent people. But everyone knows that you are obedient to the Lord. This makes me very happy. I want you to be wise in doing what is right and stay innocent of any wrong. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, sends you his greetings, as do Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my fellow Jews. I, Tertius, the one writing this letter for Paul, send my greetings too, as one of the Lord's followers. Gaius says hello to you. He is my host and also serves as host to the whole church. Erastus, the city treasurer, sends you his greetings, and so does our brother Quartus. Now all glory to God, who is able to make you strong, just as my good news says. This message about Jesus Christ has revealed his plan for you Gentiles, a plan kept secret from the beginning of time, but now, as the prophets foretold, and as the eternal God has commanded, this message is made known to all Gentiles everywhere, so that they too might believe and obey him. All glory to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, forever. Amen. And may God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Do you need some good news today? Well, here it is. You can be strong. God's people are being offered strength through Christ today. We read that today in verse 25. It says, "Now all glory to God who is able to make you strong." God can make you strong, just as my good news says. This message about Christ Jesus has revealed his plan for you Gentiles. God's plan for you Gentiles, they're embedded in the good news of Christ, is strength for you today. Strength to help you out, to get through whatever it is you need to get through. Paul wants you to know this today, that there is strength for you. His strength, we're told, is made perfect in our weakness. And that ought to be good news too, because sometimes I don't feel all that strong, and oftentimes I feel like I've got plenty of weakness. Paul says, "Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take this weakness away from me, this thorn in the flesh. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My power, my strength is perfected in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ, the strength of Christ, may rest in me.'" Do you need some strength today? Well, there's good news. He has strength to offer you through the abiding presence of Christ in you. Draw upon that strength today by faith. Trust in him. Whatever it is he's calling you to walk through, keep taking steps, keep moving forward. Keep relying upon him. He's with you, my friend. You can be strong today through Christ in you. And that's a prayer for my own soul, that I will learn to abide in him, to draw upon the strength of Christ's presence in me, over me, around me, that I will walk with him through whatever it is that I'm facing. That's the prayer that I have for my own soul, for my family, for my wife, my daughters, my son. And that's the prayer I have for you. God's strength for you today, my friend. God's strength for you in you. May it be so. Well, dailyradiobible.com, that's where we're hanging our hat out here in the interwebs. And it is always such a cool thing to connect with you, to find out a little bit about you, who you are, where you're from, how you stumbled upon this podcast. So next time you got a moment, take it and let a brother know. It'll bless you and it will, well, I'm guessing it'll bless you, but it will certainly bless me. No doubt about that. Hey, we would like to bless you by offering prayer for you. We have a prayer wall at dailyradiobible.com, and it's a place where the whole community can come around one another in prayer for the things that are burdening our hearts, our concerns, our anxieties. So let us stand with you in prayer. Go to the prayer wall if you have something that's heavy on your heart, and we'll share that with you, my friend. We'll share that load, and we'll stand with you in prayer. So go to the prayer wall, and let us pray for you. One thing that I'll ask of you today, and that is this, that you would share this app with your friends. We've made this app free, and we're so glad that it's offered for free. And we do that because we want as many people as possible to come and join us on this journey in the Word. There are so many people out there that are hungry for the Word of God and need a little encouragement through the day. And that is what we want to do. We want to encourage people to find strength in Him through His Word. And you can play a big part in that mission by simply sharing the app with those in your life. So consider sharing the app. All you have to do is click on the link there on the app that says share the app, and you're off and running. Well, hey, I'm going to be off and running now. I've got things to do, my friends. I'm sure you do too. But man, it is always such a pleasure and joy, a privilege to spend time with you each day in the Word. And I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let His joy be our strength. And let's remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. All righty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You take care.